long time, since many years, not now. But now they are bringing more forces to these bases and around the city.
But have they entered the city yet?
No. And I don't think there is shows to enter or to attack the city. It's becoming more and more difficult to attack or to enter the city.
Has there been gunfire today?
Yeah, it's still very calm. But there is one small incident happened. They are coming by secret police in ordinary car, in private car, and once they come in a taxi car, and they shoot some place and run away. So just to make fear in the city, but that makes the people more stronger and more cautious.
This is today?
Yeah, this morning. One incident happened like this, so the people are very angry and more they are more careful, blocking more roads, and even for me, it was very difficult to every road there's 10 barricades, so I have to talk to them to allow me to pass.
We've heard that 22 people have been killed in the last day. Is that true?
Yeah, it's the number is more.
How many?
But still, it looks like 28. And there are some casualties. They are heavy injuries. So they are subjected to death in very critical condition. We don't know how many it will end. So, and some, they were not known. When they are, died, they have taken by their friends and buried away, not in the ordinary graveyard. They have taken them to nearby villages and buried them. We know that 7 has been buried in the west of Hama village, small, very small village, and just touching the city, Kazo, named Kazo. 7 has been buried there, and 2 has been buried in other village, also named Mu'ar Diftin.
And how many people have been injured?
Hundreds, because in the hospital recorded 90 injuries, but all those who gone to hospital, mostly heavy injuries, but the small injuries were treated at homes and the private clinic. And there was big number of injuries because they were using many of them. What do they call it? The gun, hunting gun. This which throw 100 balls, you know, like for bird hunting.
Shotgun.
This automatic, yeah, shotgun. This has 5 bullets can hold automatic. So it was used widely yesterday. So it makes, it doesn't kill from far distance, but injures big number. So in one shot, maybe 20 people injured. Some their eyes have problem, eyes problem when it comes this ball to their eye. And other in their head, in their chest, in their stomach. But small injuries, there are hundreds of those injuries yesterday.
The government says that one policeman was killed. Is that true?
It's possible. When there's 300, 500 people injured and killed 28, so maybe they can they have captured one guy or and killed him.
And are the maybe. Are the protesters fighting with the army and the police?
They are fighting by stone.
That's all.
That's all, by stones and what they call it, plastic, which like V-shape, and you put 2 plastic and 1 leather, you put a small stone and you stick it, shoot it.
A sling?
You know? A sling, yeah. There are thousands of slings with the people. They are using that sling with a glass ball. So that's our weapons.
How can they kill a policeman like that?
they injure him. But, I don't know if they catch him. Maybe they defend themselves and use a knife and kill him. But no single shot has come up from Hama. We are in three months fight demonstrating, and more than 200 people killed. But Hama has not used fire gun, and no single shot has come out from Hama people in more than 100 days.
And why isn't the army moving into the center of the city?
They are not moving, they are not coming. Sometimes they come just to protect the main center of the city. There's the Ba'ath Party center, there's the police center, there's the governor center, government center, this all in the city center. So sometimes they come and to protect them.
Why can't they move in?
The people are refusing because afraid they will be a base for attack. So people don't want them. We have
they have tanks and bulldozers, and why can't they just push the protectors?
They have bulldozers, these trucks, loader, we call it loader trucks, or like caterpillar loader. They were opening the road yesterday, and today they say okay, we want to clean the roads. But to clean the road, there's municipality, not armed forces to clean the roads. And now this solution, it brought Syria to deadlock now. And Hamas has been supported by all the Syria. And tomorrow there's declaration for for a strike all over Syria.
What do you think will happen?
Yeah, I don't know if Damascus closed and continue closing, they will collapse. They will run away.
What do you think will happen in Hama in the next 2 days?
Well, the people standing up, they want solution. We have a lot of people in jails. They want them back. We want to demonstrate peacefully without any objection, and there's the general demand for Syria. People want it to be implemented. They have brought us now back to the first square, which was 1973 when they changed the constitution, and there was uprise in Hama and in many cities. And at that time, other cities, some like Homs and Aleppo, they closed between 7 and 10 days. But Hama, it was continuous closing for 22 days. Then we have opened peacefully when we did not get support, full support from other cities. But now Syria is supporting, so this is... it will continue, it looks like, till a peaceful solution come out, or they move out and leave the people, decide their future. So we want the constitution of 1973 to be thrown out, and we go back to our old good constitution. It was very civilized constitution. The Constitution of 1950, which was last amendment done, a good amendment, 1962 issue. So if they have implemented 1962 issue of our Constitution 1950, that will solve the problem of Syria very good, peacefully, and people, they will go back home and elect their parliament. And elect their president.
We saw demonstrations on last Friday. Do you think that something similar will happen this week?
This week, if we are in strike and continue blocking the roads, so this is our demonstration. We'll not demonstrate if we are in strike and blocking the roads.
And where are you in the center of town?
Yeah, I'm in the center town.
And there's no security services where you are?
No.
They're all up there. No security.
Yeah, all outside, even policemen, no, even traffic police, no. The people are controlling the whole city. And no governor, no single official office opened, all the city shut down.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, bye.